All right, so this is for you. Actually, just read the card. What does it say on the card?
For you, happy Christmas with love, Jason.
See, it's for you. And I thought long and hard, and I'm just hoping it's something you really want for Christmas. So could you open it up for me? I just can't wait to find out whether I got it right or not. Yes. What do you think? Do you want to describe to everybody what I've given you after lots of thought?
Decorations.
Not just decorations. That's true. There's a gold bauble there.
Bells.
Yeah, the bells are really important because that means you can join Owen's bell choir next year. So, have I got it right, Frankie?
Yeah.
Is this what you wanted for Christmas?
Yeah.
Wow, see, I picked correct, didn't I? Frankie, you're amazing. Just give me a clue, though. If I was going to, how could I do a better job at picking the best present for you, the best gift?
Maybe ask someone.
Ask someone else, like your mum or your dad or your sisters, yeah? What other things could I do?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, it would probably help if I actually knew I was giving it to you. It does say I'm giving it for you, doesn't it? But that could have been anyone. You know what? You get to keep that present. But because you've been such a good sport, you should take one of these. And now I know that you got three other sisters. So maybe you could take some for them too. And then I know that you've got like one or two friends, so maybe you should take a few for them. Happy Christmas. Let's give her a clap. Do you know, I do like to think about gift giving and who I'm giving to and what I'm giving. And I think you're all the same, aren't you? You like to give the best present to the person that you most love. Doing it that way is probably not the best way. I know that I could have... the Chupa Chups are probably better, is that right, Frankie, than the gift itself. So I knew that I could make up for that. But Christmas is a time where we show our love to the people that we love, the ones that are closest to us. Now, I'm not sure we always get it right. I don't know if you can remember any Christmases where the present has been unwrapped and, in fact, instead of joy, there's been tears. And nobody's happy about that moment. But the reason why we try to work so hard about giving our gifts starts with the very first gift giver on that first Christmas, God giving us his son. And I think Jesus is God's greatest gift to us, and I've got kind of four reasons why I think that's the case, and they can give us clues about our own gift giving. So the first reason is that God gave his best at great cost for the undeserving. There's a slide for this, so let me if I can have that up there so then I can read it. It's not something a little writing. Oh, wrong one. Back one. God gave his best at great cost for the undeserving to receive what can only be given. You know, the first thing that God did is he gave us his very best. When I'm trying to give presents to people I love, I'm not a big fan of the gift card. Who loves a gift card? Now, women normally love gift cards because they don't trust us blokes to give them the right presents. And fair enough. And also kids. Kids are loving their gift cards as well. Fair enough. But gift cards are, not actually coming with a lot of consideration. They're convenient, but not... they don't say that I've given you my best, unless you think cash is the best that you can do. Well, God, in fact, doesn't give us gift cards. He gives us his very best. In the John 3:16, it says that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, or in another translation, his only begotten son. His very heart he has given to us in the person of Jesus. His one and only son. He had no seconds. He had no backup. His most precious companion and person from all of eternity. And he thinks, when I look at the world that I love, I don't want to send my second best. I want to send the only one I've got, my very best, Jesus. The second thing that God does is he gives us his best at great cost. Now again, probably the way that we work our presents is the people that we most love get the most expensive. Is that right? Well, the things that cost us the most anyway. It may not necessarily be the most expensive, but it can cost you in time. Over the years, because the person that I try to really, 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 really impress is my wife, over the years, I've not necessarily always spent money, but I've done things that have taken lots of time. One year, I can't remember all the things that I've done, but I did a bone carving one year. Was that for your Christmas? I can't remember, but it was a gift, and I gave it to her, and it took me time and attention, and it was something that, well, was one-off. No one else could give it because I made it for her. It's the same, by the way, with kids. Kids often give us things that are so precious to us that we fill up our drawers, even with the what you might think is the most trivial of drawings. Well, a parent loves them because they've come as something from the heart with a cost. Well, Jesus, he surrendered the privilege and the power of being divine. And he humbled himself and came to earth as a person, as a man. And he didn't come to this earth as a prince in a palace. He came in a manger, a small manger. Not as fancy as that one, I suspect. That one's been made properly. It's square and everything. But he came clothed with rags. He came with unknown parents that people wouldn't pay attention to. He came put into a feeding trough. And then what began in this wooden stall, actually the story goes on to the wooden cross. And he comes at great cost to die for us, for the forgiveness of our sins and to bring us back to God. So God gave his best at great cost, and he gave it for the undeserving. At Christmas, we give gifts to those we care about. We give gifts to those that, well, even if you don't care about them, you're related to them or you're working with them, so they have a Kris Kringle thing and you have to do it. Not that, by the way, staff, that's my opinion of Kris Kringles the other day. I had Miranda. That's not my opinion, but you give it because somebody gives you a gift, so you feel, oh, I need to give you a gift back. There are lots of reasons why we give gifts. Somebody's worth it, worthy of it. Well, that's not the way that God gives his son, Jesus. He gives the gift of his most precious son to the undeserving, to those that the Bible says are, while we were still sinners, while we're still enemies of God, Christ died for us. That we didn't want him. We didn't want to pay attention to him. Even when he came, he didn't come with accolades and people rushing. No, he came to people who, frankly, got on with their lives and didn't care. And God comes into a world that still remains the same. The undeserving. God offers his son to those who are not worthy of it. And he offers his son so that the undeserving can receive what can only be given. For us, at this time of year, often we put in orders for our presents. Because we do exactly what Frankie said, is we go and ask somebody, what do you think I should give your mother? Not that my kids are any help on that one. But, you know, what do we think we should give? Or they write lists. Anyone write a list this year? 10, 15, 20 things that you want for Christmas. So what we're doing is we're putting in an order. These are things that we think we can buy at any time of the year, but tell people what we want. Well, with Jesus, the gift of Jesus, we can receive what can only be given. You can't buy this one. You can't earn this one. What God gives us through Jesus is his forgiveness. That's God's free offer. He gives us his love. He gives us life. He gives us belonging to his family. He gives us serving in his purposes. And all of these are beyond price. They're beyond compare. They can't be earned and they can't be bought. They can only be given. So there's the four things that I think can kind of tell us a bit about how we can give at Christmas time. God gives his best at great cost for the undeserving to receive what can only be given. Now, you may this Christmas have been doing all those things. You've been working hard at giving your best to the people you most love, and it has cost you something of significance. But even your most considered gifts, they can't be compared to God's gift to us in Jesus. It's without comparison. You know, our gifts probably differ in another significant way. We give this Christmas to those who are worthy of it. And rightfully so. Why should you not give to the people that you most love, your family and your friends? You should do that. But that's not the kind of love we celebrate at Christmas. That's not the gift that we celebrate at Christmas. Because remember, God gave his best at great cost for the undeserving, for those who don't deserve love. That's the kind of love that we celebrate. And I wonder if we could do more than just celebrate. Are there people in your life who need undeserved love? Now, we can start simple. This morning, funny enough, I had an ample opportunity to start with this because I was driving behind somebody at 50 kilometres an hour in a 60 zone. And Jasmine can testify at how much undeserved love I gave that person. Jazzy, I was very loving, wasn't I? No, I wasn't. How amusing that I should be so poor at this one lesson already. But we could start simple. Are there people in your life that don't deserve love, but you should? Because this is the love that God gives us. It's been a pretty demanding year. You may have found yourself stressed, impatient, because people aren't quick enough for you, or they're not getting things right, or they're irritating. Well, that's a simple start right there. Because your gifts to them could be patience, understanding, compassion, forgiveness. But actually, they're the simple lessons. There are some more challenging ones. And you may be doing lunch with these people today. Because, let's be honest, sometimes the closest people to us are the ones who've hurt us the most. Our family or our friends. So are there people who have hurt you? People you can't stand? And what would it mean for you to love them, even if they don't deserve it? I was in the Bible reading plan for Advent. I shared this little reflection. But a couple of weeks ago, I was in a prayer meeting by myself. And as I was praying, I had God lay on my heart the name of a person that hurt me some years ago. I was hurt by them, and what you do when you're hurt by somebody is you avoid them. Is that not right? Why attack them? Just avoid them. So I was hurt by them, and I still was, but their name came to me as I was praying. And it came to me that I should, that day, encourage them. So I prayed for them, I prayed for their best, and I sent them an email just thanking them and saying the things that I value that they contributed to my life. That's all I said. And then they sent an email back. And what happened is you start to build bridges again. And as I said on the on my list, I don't have a lot of enemies in my life, thank goodness. But what I know is I have one less person on that list who I'd say has hurt me. And my life's better because of it. And I wonder if in your life, if there are people who need undeserved love, and whether you need one less person on the hurt list. Today we receive what God can only give. Through Jesus, he's given us so much. And there's this word for it. The word is grace. Grace is, in Greek, the same word, same kind of word as the word for gift. We're all gift givers today. We're all grace givers today. And God's given us so much grace. He's given us his best at great cost for the undeserving to receive what can only be given. His best gift ever is Jesus. So today we can, wherever you're coming from, receive him, follow him, live for him. I invite, as a little opportunity for response, Jess and Jane to come and sing a song which is about Noel. Come and see what God has done. Noel is the, I believe, the French word for birth, heralding a great birth. And I'm going to read during that song from Romans chapter 8, a passage that encourages us to know the love of God.